No, I haven't. You know, it's my first year kind of dealing with these things, but, you know, this happens. You know, football, and you got to continue to grind, continue to take care of yourself, but, you know, I don't sweat it too much. I feel fine, you know, feeling fine, feeling good, you know, just a little bruise here and there. I think that's kind of the, you know, the nature of the NFL.
Do you ever think, hey, it'd be good to get a day off, but then you think, I need to work and I want to send a message that I'm going to be out there too? I mean, what kind of goes through your mind when you're
No, I think, you know, there's a time and place, you know, if I feel like I can't go or can't practice, you know, I mean, I enjoy practice. I enjoy being out there competing with my teammates, having fun and practice games, you know, whatever the case may be, just enjoying playing football. So for me, you know, I'll try to fight through it and push through any and everything, but you know, I've just had little things, you know, things here and there that, you know, kind of, you know, give me an issue for a minute or two, but, you know, I'm fortunate to, you know, not have anything too serious.
You guys have played some good defenses here of late. How the Bengals, what jumps out about them on tape?
Oh, just athletic group that's, you know, those guys have been there playing well together, playing well for, you know, a number amount of years together. So I think the front seven is very lethal, athletic, and, you know, front four guys are very strong up front at the point of attack. So I think we'll have our hands full, but we're excited about the challenge.
Figured to get their best shot, pretty much their season on their line coming in.
Yeah, I mean, this is NFL, you know, I think every week, you know, it's a new season, new game. So I think you're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, teams, individual guys have pride. So I think they're a good football team, very well coached. So we're definitely not taking this one lightly.
Was there a common theme when you face AFC North teams?
No, I think obviously you think of, you know, those type of teams. You think of tough, you know, teams and physical teams. And I think the Titans used to be in that division at one point. So, you know, we pride ourselves on being tough and physical. So do they. So it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. And I think it'll definitely go down to the end.
You made a big catch out of the backfield on Sunday. How much you like that part of the game, and how much do you think it may be a part of the plan moving forward like it was last year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, whenever you get a chance to get in space as a running back and get, you know, get the defense outflanked you, you enjoy that. So, but I think it all kind of, you know, depends on the situation of the game and, you know, where we are in the game. So I thought that was a great play call by you know, our offensive coaches, and thought it was, you know, very well blocked, you know, and so it all depends on, you know, where we're at, you know, at the point of the game.
Sorry, you've never got a guy to back down on the field. Some guys coming at you verbally. They've got some guys who will test your composure, don't they?
Me, probably not. You know, I don't get in too much of the jaw match. It's kind of a waste of energy. You know, I mean, no matter what they do or say, I tend to keep my composure, try to move on. And like I said, you know, they got some guys that obviously, you know, known for a few things here and there. But, you know, that's their game. And, you know, you got to obviously respect those players. But I think, you know, guys on this side, we got to be a little bit more smarter than that. And realize certain guys, you know, you gotta be extra smart, you know, Taylor, you know. So I think we got a good game plan, but I don't think that's gonna be a factor for us.
You guys are perfect in the red zone last week. What does that do for you heading into this game?
It gives us a lot of confidence. Obviously, we've had a couple struggles, you know, this year. But I think with the, you know, the week off and, you know, just going back to, you know, what we do great. And I think, you know, Marcus did a great job last week on making some great plays, and guys did a great job of getting open. So I think that's, you know, says a lot about that. But just taking it one play at a time and really concentrating once you're in the red zone.
What do you think about Adoree and his technique maybe in getting that handoff on Sunday?
Yeah, I thought it was, he's an athlete. He's a quick guy, fast guy, so you know, I think he juggled it a little bit, but I think he may have had the wrong hand up. But he did a great job once the ball was in his hands.
Is a guy like that, do you give a guy like that any advice? He's out of his element a little bit there, lining up where he usually does.
I just tell him to run. Yeah. Just run, don't get hit. You know, I think he's quick. He's a speed demon, so I think he's trying to run so fast not to get hit.
Can you tell the difference in play action depending on if you guys are running well or not? It wasn't a great running day, and Sunday play action worked great, though.
Yeah, because you still have to respect our run game. You know, I mean, no matter what the situation is, if it's a 1 or 2 yard gain, you got to respect our run game and what we're able to do. You know, obviously, you know, they're stacking the box. I think that left some 1-on-1 matchups for the guys outside. So, you know, it all plays hand in hand. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, defenses, they respect our run game no matter what.
How much the run game need to second half of the season? This is when the run game is kind of take over. Is that kind of the way you envision things happening?
Yeah. I mean, every week it's a grind to run the ball, but you know, we gotta just control the line of scrimmage. We gotta make some guys miss on the once we get past that first level. So we're not panicking. You know, obviously it's been tough couple games, but. No, we're winning. So at the end of the day, whatever it takes to win, when we needed the runs, Seattle, Indy, we've had those big runs. So it's going to happen. Just got to obviously be patient and so just go from there.